Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Das Goswami. Service in Separation. Srila Prabhupada was a wonderful person and everyone who met him immediately fell in love with him. The entire city of Bombay is completely infused and permeated by Srila Prabhupada's personal presence. Wherever we go, we meet people who say they had met Srila Prabhupada. They heard him lecture or they met him on a walk or perhaps they met him at a friend's house. Invariably, they were very impressed with Srila Prabhupada and feel they have some relationship with him. Actually, our entire preaching in Bombay is simply encouraging the relationships so many people had with Srila Prabhupada. Wherever we go, people welcome us and say, "You are disciples of Swami Bhaktivedanta." It seems that his significance is being recognized more and more since his disappearance. While we develop our own individual identities as devotees of ISKCON and as preachers, still people tend to see us as Swami Bhaktivedanta's disciples. Unlike other famous gurus who are known in name only, with Prabhupada they also know his philosophy. They know that he was preaching bhakti, surrender to Krishna. They know that he was condemning everything else besides surrender to Krishna. They know he was preaching the regulative principles. And many of them are understanding his preaching about Bhagavad Gita as it is. By Giriraja Swami. The spiritual master is not limited by any material barriers. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes laugh and say, "I have captured them. I have not bribed them." He is giving us love so deep that is completely boundless. Love that can even manifest through tape recorders, records, wherever there is a tiny bit of reciprocation. He is instantly present and giving himself fully to that person. That is the power of the pure devotee. By Krishna's grace, he can be completely present in his voice. You can feel perfectly situated hearing his voice and doing devotional service. It is not impersonal either. No one is as aware of my activities as is Prabhupada. No one is giving such instructions as Prabhupada is on his tapes. He is explaining what devotional service is, what the result of performing devotional service is, and he is directly speaking to me. By Satya Narayana Dasa. I never could go right up to Prabhupada and say something, but now I feel that I can do it. Prabhupada is always in the temple room and nobody is going to say that Prabhupada is taking rest or that I can't go up to his room because he is writing, etc. He is more accessible now. The whole idea is that Prabhupada made a house in which the whole world can live with him. While Prabhupada was on the planet, it seemed he wasn't accessible because you had to come to see him at a particular time and a particular place. You had to cut through the whole material world to get through that door to sit down with Prabhupada. But now it isn't like that. For example, in Vrindavana, you can go at any time of the day to his house and sit and chant. Prabhupada is sitting on the Vyasasana. It seems being Prabhupada conscious is much easier now. Whatever happens to you, you can always remember the sort of things that happened to him. You can always talk about Prabhupada and you can always see something that Prabhupada did and relate to it. For example, when you go to buy groceries, you can immediately remember how Prabhupada would keep receipts and only spend a couple of dollars a day for vegetables. Whatever you do, it seems like he is a lot more accessible. By Vishwaretha Dasa. Thank you. Hare Krishna.